Helping Hand. It's a new weekly feature here on HPR. Each Friday afternoon, we're putting the spotlight on an organization or event in the community that offers assistance to folks who really need it. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we're learning about the Aloha Medical Mission Clinic. There are estimated 430,000 individuals, one-third of Hawaii's population, that lack dental care because they can't afford dental insurance. The Aloha Medical Mission Dental Clinic, established in 2002, Hawaii's only free dental clinic, funded mostly through state and private grants, and we're going to learn more today with our very special guest, who really has a unique perspective on the program in more ways than one, Brent Lum, the dental director at Aloha Medical Mission. Aloha, and welcome to the show.
Aloha, Dave. Thanks for having me here.
Thank you for what you guys do in the community. Give people a little bit of a summary on what you guys do.
Aloha Medical Mission is, like you said, in 2002, they established the dental clinic at Palama Settlement. So it's been a little over 10 years that we've had a dental clinic that has been free for the underserved populations in Hawaii. That includes the people who don't have medical or dental insurance and who are low income. We operate only in Kalihi. We only have one physical location, but we've had patients come from all over the islands, and sometimes people would come specifically if they, suppose they had a medical appointment, they would coordinate some of their dental visits at our organization as well.
Right, that makes sense. And also, Brent, I understand that you've got kind of an interesting story how you've benefited from this sort of outreach yourself.
Growing up, I used to go to Palama Settlement for their summer programs. So after I graduated my undergraduate and decided that I wanted to pursue dentistry, I had a scholarship that paid for my dental education, my professional education.
Wow.
Through Papa Ololokahi, the Native Hawaiian Health Scholarship Program. And one of the ways to give back was serving in an underserved area. So working at Aloha Medical Mission, two birds with one stone, you know, I can serve the Native Hawaiian population that I want to, as well as all of Hawaii's underserved.
Talk a little bit about how many folks are totally involved in this program.
The numbers are near 20 active dental volunteers, but again, we have another separate medical side where there's many more doctors and physicians and nurse practitioners, nurses, all involved.
And they're dentists who are giving of their time in this role?
Most of them already have their established private practices. They come out of the goodness of their own heart to take time out of their busy schedules to try to help those who are coming through our doors.
How do they end up getting involved, out of curiosity? Because it's such a nice thing to hear. It's like you're joined by many other people who are sharing your same feeling.
Yeah, it's mostly them themselves that want to help out.
They instigate it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. One of the easiest ways is to log onto the website and check out how to volunteer. There's a little tab on the top of the screen.
And I have alohamedicalmission.org.
Yes.
So in addition to those folks, what are some resources that you really could use help with? Would it be money that you need, supplies, space? Is there anything in particular we could put a spotlight on?
There's always a need for financials, so I guess monetary donations. We do get some funding with grants and donations currently. Yep. The patients that we serve might not be able to afford some of the low-cost clinic services that are available to them elsewhere, but that's where Aloha Medical Mission can really fill in that niche and help them out. Showing your support, we'd be more than appreciative.
And you don't have to have dental experience to help them out. There's other ways to be useful.
Yes, we might have some assistance with the administration side as well.
So lots of ways you could help out.
Call us and we'll let you know.
841-4489. That's the number that I have.
Correct.
And alohamedicalmission.org. And then at our website, hawaiipublicradio.org, we'll have it linked and so people can go there too. Is there anything about it that really gives you a great feeling at the end of the day? Is there one thing in particular that maybe has been an experience you've had so far in doing this that's given you some sense of validation in how you're living your life these days?
I guess just today, before I came to the program, we had a patient who had an accident. She was left disabled, and now she's taking a lot of pain medication, but she left from just a simple filling that we did that we could offer to her for free. Of course, we're going to do more for her, but she kind of was crying and the tears were of joy and she was so appreciative that we existed. And I could tell her, while we're still here, we're going to help you out and we're willing to see you again. So I like to tell the patients that once they're stable, and they might need more comprehensive services like crowns, bridges, root canals, then we can refer them to a low-cost clinic and maybe they can help them out there.
AlohaMedicalMission.org, 841-4489. Brent Lum, the dental director of the program, thanks for doing what you're doing. It's a great thing. On behalf of lots of folks out there who I'm sure wish they could tell you themselves, we appreciate it.
Thank you.